In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. This broadcast is live, and we do the best we can. I'm looking at Luke's Gospel, the 21st chapter, and it says, "When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God." You see, the temple at the time of Jesus was one of the seven wonders of the world. It was gorgeous. It was wonderful. But listen, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another." That happened in the year 70 when the Romans tore down the temple, not one stone upon another. You know, we can also think of that as the church. The church is the place that houses the church. The church is the place that houses the people. The real church happens to be the people. Now, I know many churches are beautiful, but what's happening in the church is another issue. You can have a beautiful church and not much is happening inside the church. The people are not being fed. I know that because they go looking for love in all the wrong places. You see, if they don't know the power of the Holy Spirit, they're going to go look Madam Fufu, and she'll tell you what your fortune is because she's connected to the devil. I tell you, "As for you, these things you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." One of the seven masterpieces of the earth will be thrown down. Why? Why? Have you ever asked yourself, why would the temple be destroyed in the year 70? I'm going to tell you why. Because they failed to realize the visitation of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. What about you? Have you realized the visitation of God in the Lord Jesus Christ? I go to church every Sunday. I'm going to tell you, too, the devil goes to church every Sunday. He tries to distract people. Oh, yes. He's a distractor. So you can go to church every Sunday and not know the Lord. In the third chapter of 1 Samuel, the Lord spoke to the boy while he was sleeping. "Samuel, Samuel," he said. And Samuel got up to Eli and said, "What do you want?" Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back to sleep." The Bible says Samuel did not know the Lord at this time. He lived so close to the Ark of the Covenant, but he did not know the Lord. We can be going to church and not know the Lord. Or we can know the Lord and then judge everybody else. It's neither. It's neither. I don't want to judge anybody else. But if people do not know the Lord, they're missing out. It's all about our knowledge of God, and not in the head, but in the heart. The head is good, but the heart is better. They asked Jesus, "Teacher, when will this be, and what will be the sign that is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not go after them. No one knows when the Lord is coming. Only the Father. Oh, yes. The Lord is coming again in glory. We heard that yesterday at Mass. I wonder how many people preached on the second coming yesterday. Or were they preaching on Christmas? We don't preach on Christmas until Christmas Day. Advent has to do with the second coming of Christ for the first week. The second and third week, John the Baptist. The fourth week, our Blessed Mother. Oh, yes. I wonder how many preached on the second coming yesterday. We say Christ has come, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Not many people speak about his second return. Peter says people are getting discouraged because he hasn't returned yet. And Peter says in his epistle, one day is as 1,000 years with God, and 1,000 years at one day. So we can say that Jesus left and ascended into heaven 2 days ago. 1,000 years is as one day. He's coming back. Ready or not, he's coming back. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Are you ready to see him? Are you ready? Get to confession. Make yourself ready. But this week we rely upon the second coming of Jesus Christ. Next week, John the Baptist. The week after that, John the Baptist. And the week after that, as I said, our Blessed Mother. The time is near. Do not go after them that say he is here. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately. Oh yes, we're always hearing about wars and insurrection. The end will not follow immediately. Then he said to them, nations will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes. We've never had so many earthquakes. And in various places, famines and plagues. And I know in Africa, there are very many people that experience famine and plagues. We have the virus. And there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. These are the things that will usher in Jesus, but not yet. Not yet. Not yet. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you. You're going to be persecuted. I wonder if they looked at me, would they find enough evidence to persecute me? I wonder. I hope so. Enough evidence in my life that they would persecute me. What about you? We know that before the coming of the Lord, buying and selling is not going to be happening in Christian lives. They're going to put a chip in our being, and you can buy and sell with the chip. I tell you, what about you? Are you going to get that chip? Are you going to allow people to say, well, he's a Christian, but he took the chip? I tell you, persecution will follow. Persecution will follow. Why? Because people do not love the light. They love darkness. And Jesus has come to reveal the light. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. I've been praying for people who are persecuted throughout the world. Oh, yes, many of them will die today. We say, but that's not happening. Oh, yes, it is happening. It's happening in Africa. It's happening in Asia. It's happening. People are dying for the sake of loving Jesus. You see, to love Jesus means I'm sold out. I'm sold out. And when I reach a point that's not sold out, I give it to the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I'm sold out in the areas. Lord, take those areas. Pour out your Spirit upon them. We need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. This will give you an opportunity to testify. I wonder if you were asked to testify what you would say. Now, how do you explain that you're a believer, that you would testify to it? What would you say? Well, I go to church. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's enough, not enough. To testify to Jesus means that you know him, that he lives in your heart, that he's worked miracles to you and through you. He's converted you. You say, I don't have a testimony that's very great. Use the one you've got. Use the one you've got. You don't have to be delivered from drugs and alcohol. Use the testimony you've got that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him perish but have eternal life. Do you have eternal life today? Do you believe in him? Eternal life is this, to know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So make opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed, even by parents and brothers and relatives. We saw in the book of Maccabees that they were being persecuted for eating a piece of pork. Seven sons of a mother went to death because they wouldn't eat a pork chop. How many of us will turn our back on Jesus when persecution comes? Say, well, you know, I'm weak. We're all weak, beloved. We all need Jesus. How many will there be that will stand for the persecution? For I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by your parents and brothers, by relatives and friends. They will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. This is hard preaching. You know, we preach Jesus loves you, and he does, more than you'd ever know. But what about persecution before the coming of the Lord? I tell you, there is persecution taking place in Asia, in Africa, in Russia, in China. I tell you, this is reality. These are the persecuted Christians who hold their faith despite the persecution. You will be hated by all because of my name. What's his name? Yeshua, Jesus. You will be hated because you love Jesus, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. Perseverance, endurance. Oh, yes. You say, but I'm so weak. I'm telling you, no matter how weak you are, you need to continue to endure and persevere loving Jesus, no matter what happens. No matter what happens. And some things will happen. Verse 20, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. This is the destruction of Jerusalem in the year of 70. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains, and those inside the city must leave it, and those in the country must not enter it, for these days of vengeance are a fulfillment of all that is written. All that is written. All the prophetic writings that the Lord has given us. I tell you, Christ is coming again. But before he comes, there's going to be great persecution. We're already experiencing that in these countries. And who prays for the persecuted Christians? I try to do it. I try to offer Mass for them. Why? Because they're my brothers and sisters. They are not only believers, but they are believers despite the persecution. They go to death for the love of Jesus. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing infants in those days, for there will be great distress on the earth and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken away as captives among all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles. I tell you, that happened, but it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. Christ is coming. Jesus the Lord is coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead. He is coming again. Whether you believe it or not, it's true anyway. Somebody says, I don't believe it. Well, you know what? It's true anyway. Your not believing it is your problem. But he hasn't come in 2,000 years. No, 2 days. 1,000 years is 1 day. And 1 day is 1,000 years. I tell you, the Lord is coming, and he's looking for a faithful people. That's what he's looking for. A people that will withstand persecution. A people that will speak their testimony. A people that will love Jesus when convenient and inconvenient. Perseverance. We need perseverance. We need perseverance. We need perseverance. For there will be great distress on the earth and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken away captives among all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. What does that mean? Time of the Gentiles means that the Gentiles are coming to know Jesus Christ. St. Paul talks about the end of the time of the Gentiles to the time of the Jews. The time of the Gentiles, only a few Jews are coming to the Lord. The time of the Jews, only a few Gentiles will come to the Lord. They will come in mass experiences. Many, many, many Jews. For we have the time of the Gentiles, which we're in right now, and the time of the Jews, which has not yet happened. But the Lord says in Paul that all these Jews will be converted. How we need to pray for our brothers and sisters. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, Jews, O Israel. Oh, yes. That's what we sing. I wonder if we believe it. You see, it's wonderful to sing these things, but they have a meaning that Jewish people will come and they will receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and they will have perseverance and even death for them. I tell you, it's time for us to look up. The coming of the Son of Man. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint, my Lord, people will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. This perfect experience of the coming of Jesus at the end of time, who preaches about it? He's coming, ready or not. We are to persevere in our faith. We're not just to say, well, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior 40 years ago. What's happened in the last 40 years? Do you see his action in your life? Or did it just was one thing? One lady called me up and said, I just have people pray the prayer and they're saved. I don't think so. I don't think so. It takes commitment. It takes surrender. It takes life to give to Jesus. You can pray the prayer all you want, but if you don't give him your heart, your soul, your mind, your body, you're not going to be saved. And we are talking about salvation between heaven and hell. Salvation. Have you been saved? What's been happening since you gave your life to Jesus? Are things beginning to happen? Have you seen the witness of the Holy Spirit in your life? Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable about the fig tree. He told them a parable about the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout, leaves can be seen for yourselves, and you know that summer is already near. So also when you see these things happening, take place and know the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Do you know that today? Heaven and earth will pass away, but what has been spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ, the words of God, will not pass away. Oh, yes. That's why we need to be in the Bible. We need to read the scriptures. We need to let the scriptures take root in our heart. Verse 34, be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and worries of this life. Like, what are you worrying about? Like, what are we worrying about? We have no worries in America. Even the people on the street have no worries. They're living sadly on the street, but they can get help if they wanted help. That's real. We go out in the street and we see these people that are living on the street, But if they wanted to, they could get help. They could get help. But you see, they're just happy living on the street. I don't know how happy you can be on the street, that's for sure. Because you suffer much on the street. But our poor people in America have more than the poor people throughout the world. Every house has so many things, a television, a microwave. The poor people have it. We need to be careful lest we deny the Lord. It is time for us to give our lives to Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, today we stand and we want to persevere in the faith. We not only want to go to church, we want to be saved by the grace of God. We want to come and love you the way you deserve to be loved. O God, come in glory. Come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.